We're going to go noon to 3. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, is going to go 3 to 6, beginning just about a little more than an hour from now. He'll be joining us, and he'll have with him, God, you want to talk about setting the bar high for the rest of us? Oh, my God. I almost feel guilty having the mayor on. Like, well, I'm sorry, it doesn't quite measure up. He's having Wayne Allen Root is going to have the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, leading off at 3:05. So as soon as we're done, don't touch the dial. Stay with us for Wayne Allen Root and the former president of the United States. That is going to be something to behold. And for those of you that have not had a chance to sample Wayne Allen Root's show, totally different than any conservative talk radio show in America. It is it's a national show. So they won't be talking about the governor's race here or city council or Clark County School District. But he will be talking with people like Donald J. Trump. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, stay where you are. See, that's going to be the great thing. You can get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and listen to The Club and Clay and Buck and me and Wayne Allen Root and never have to touch your You never have to do anything with your preset. You don't have to do it. I'm sorry. You just leave it right on here. That's what we're doing. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. This is day one of a whole new era in conservative talk radio on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
From townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin urged his fellow Democrats to support the bipartisan infrastructure bill today, but says he still has questions about how the Build Back Better $1.75 trillion legislation will affect the economy and the nation's debt. Manchin says the House should not play games with legislation.
None of us should ever misrepresent to the American people what the real cost of legislation is. While I've worked hard to find a path to compromise, it's obvious compromise is not good enough for a lot of my colleagues in Congress. It's all or nothing, and their position doesn't seem to change unless we agree to everything. Enough is enough.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on the Texas pro-life law. Justice Amy Barrett questions attorney Mark Herron with the Center for Reproductive Rights about his argument that the Texas abortion law, SB-8, was written as an unconstitutional scheme.
Does that mean you cannot get full review even on the back end if it goes up through the Texas Supreme Court and up to us the way the statute is structured?
We would have an argument, Your Honor, and we would obviously make the argument that that provision of the Texas law is unconstitutional because it conflicts with this court's precedents.
Justice Barrett and Justice Brett Kavanaugh voted in September to allow the law to take effect, but they raised questions Monday about its novel structure. President Biden addressed the climate summit in Scotland today. The president says climate change is already affecting the planet.
We know that none of us can escape the worst that's yet to come if we fail to seize this moment. But ladies and gentlemen, within the growing catastrophe, I believe there's an incredible opportunity. not just for the United States, but for all of us.
Russia and China were no-shows. On Wall Street, the Dow by 94 points, the NASDAQ rose 97, the S&P advanced 8. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. Halloween turned out to be rather scary for NFL sports bettors. Las Vegas sportsbooks snapped their three-week losing streak. Local sportsbooks say it was their best Sunday of the year thus far, with BetMGM reporting a close to a multi-million dollar win, and Caesars and Station Casinos also with winning days. Underdogs went 8-5 against the spread, with 7 outright wins yesterday. The Jets and the Saints, the biggest winners for the books, with New York upsetting the Bengals 34-31 as 11.5-point underdogs, and New Orleans beating Tampa Bay 36-27 as a 4-point underdog. The city of Las Vegas has been ordered to pay more than $34 million to the developer of stalled housing plans on the closed Badlands Golf Course. That case and ruling stems from the developer's lawsuit against the city involving a 34-acre parcel, alleging that land was impossible to develop due to the city's interference. Las Vegas City Council has voted to appeal that decision, while three other lawsuits against the city from that same developer are still pending. Well, he may have been fired last week, but Clark County School Superintendent Jesus Yarrow will be around for at least another 30 days. District officials say Yarrow will remain in his job as a caretaker after being fired for convenience by the school board, meaning they did not have to give any reason for his release. Yarrow's contract, which was extended this past May, was supposed to run through January of 2023 at a salary of $320,000. And you can kiss their residency goodbye. For now, at least, KISS's Zappos Theater run from December 29th through February 5th of next year has been canceled. No word on why those dates were taken down. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Go to our website, 670KMZQ.com. That is 670KMZQ.com. Click on the Listen Live button.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up, in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a quick check of the traffic right now. Look for some reduced speeds as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl right now. US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. Because ahead of that, that's where the lane restrictions are between Main and Eastern. On the 515, I know some people still call it US 95, but Interstate 515, there's some bridge reconstruction work which will continue into 2022. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. Also, moderate flows right now on the Beltway 215, no restrictions there.
you're up to freeway speeds on the 95 and on the 15, but watch for some right shoulder activity. Interstate 15 northbound, that is before Sahara. Live and Local is next.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
What an amazing, amazing day it is here on AM 670 KMZQ, a whole new era of conservative broadcasting beginning today, because coming up, in fact, 1 hour from right now, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, comes to AM 670 KMZQ. His first guest. You want to talk about setting the bar high? The former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Oh, I can't wait for that. I'll be listening at 3:05. Hope you will be too. As you know, we've been talking a lot about it today. The United States Supreme Court has held oral arguments on the Texas abortion ban, which is the most sweeping abortion ban probably in the history of our country after Roe v. Wade. And Melissa Clement is joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life, and joins us. Did you have a chance to watch any of this?
Yes, I did. Well, actually, I listened to a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And fascinating. But before I go any further, congratulations on your recent induction into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you so much. To the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Saturday night at the Four Seasons. It was really fun. And folks from all across the state, I had a chance to meet them, and it was really a lot of fun. But thank you so much. Tell me what you came away with. I got to tell you, I listened to about 25 minutes of it, and I came away not really knowing who was where, you know, which concern, what's Stephen Breyer asking this. It was very much legalese, and I didn't understand a lot of it. Did you catch the drift?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The Supreme Court's always hard to gauge which direction they're going to go. And because this was two separate cases, one brought by Texas abortion providers, and the other one brought by the Department of Justice, it made it even more confusing. But the basis is, does Texas have the right to continue to allow the law that pretty much eliminates abortion after 6 weeks? But the key is they take the enforcement of that law away from the state itself, and they allow private citizens to enforce that law by bringing suit against an abortion provider, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask you, because chilling effect, the term chilling effect came up a couple of times in the oral arguments, and that by taking this out of the hands of cops and the Department of Justice and folks like that, and putting it in the hands of individuals who file suit, that it will have a chilling effect on the abortion industry in our state. Do you worry that all we're doing is chasing people to California?
Well, you know, of course, it's not going to happen in Nevada, but in Texas, you know, I think the thing to remember is oftentimes women just need a moment, just a minute to think through what an unplanned pregnancy means, you know. And so I think, you know, when Attorney General Ken Paxton was in Las Vegas, he said about 120 babies are saved each day that this law is in effect. And those are saved babies. Those are not babies that are just going across the way and getting an abortion elsewhere, or the moms. So it's, is it a chilling effect? Well, yes, just like any kind of civil tort, it chills behavior, in this case, the intentional killing of an unborn baby. So yeah, that is what it's designed to do, is to chill what is not an abortion, which doesn't help the state of Texas.
I want to ask you about the 6-week thing. Many women don't know that they're pregnant until the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th week. Should they have made it a little more lax, maybe 9 weeks or something like that?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, a life is a life. And, you know, this is the key to this particular law. It's pointing out the fact that this unborn baby has a heartbeat. Is it the best way to do it? Well, it's the best way if you're trying to save babies. It's not something we could do in Nevada at this point. It would take a lot of years to get there. But no, I think it's an interesting direction they went, and an interesting way to get to their end point result, which is saving babies.
How do we get to the point where we save every baby, where it's not 6 weeks, it's zero?
Well, I mean, that starts a lot further back, and so it's definitely education and making sure people understand that every choice a person makes, there's consequences to it. And sometimes those consequences are unexpected. You know, like, heck, I was an unexpected consequence. And, you know, just really glad that I was born before 1973, because I know for a fact my parents were not expecting me. And that's the thing. Most of our kids, you know, my kids and their peers, they understand that this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with life. We're dealing with, you know, they can see, there's a window to the womb. They can see it's not just a clump of tissue like we've all been told. For countless years, it's scientifically, medically, a distinct human being with everything that is necessary for that life to be just like you and me. Just needs a little bit of time.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. Did you get a sense of where the conservative wing of the U.S. Supreme Court is on this issue from the questioning? Did you get any inkling at all about who we've got on our side as opposed to who might be a swing vote?
Well, from what I'm reading, because it was hard to tell them shooting back and forth, and because we couldn't see who the voices were and couldn't tell exactly which justice, but it looks like, from what smarter people say, that it's coming down to Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. And so, you know, the question I have is, it's such a unique way of enforcement. Will that enforcement mechanism transfer over to other areas of law? And so, I don't know. I think it's a great big question mark. But the thing to remember is that this is just. They're pretty much just deciding whether or not the law stays in effect until it works its way up through the courts.
And, of course, coming up in Mississippi, we've got another abortion ban thing that they're going to be dealing with here in a couple of months. What do you know about that, and what will be at stake?
Well, that is another heartbeat bill, but it's termed a heartbeat bill, but it is at 15 weeks instead of as soon as it can be determined. It's also, the enforcement mechanism is the state, and so that will be a most direct challenge, probably the most direct challenge we'll see definitely this term, challenging Roe v. Wade. And that's the one to really look at, because this one is probably not going to challenge Roe v. Wade. at least not yet, not until it works its way all the way up. And the I don't even know if what happens with the decision for today's case, if that will have any impact or be like a harbinger of what's to come or anything, because there are some pretty distinct differences.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. What is so are you optimistic, or are you really just like a lot of us, we don't really know, just throw up our hands and go, flip a coin?
Well, I think I'm a little bit of both. I have no idea what's going to happen, number one, but where I'm optimistic is that this has really proven to be a lot like the partial birth abortion case back in the 90s, where it's really moving the chains on this game, and people who have in the past been very have been on, maybe on the other side of the fence or very undecided, it seems to have really moved a lot of people our direction, which I'm quite honestly surprised, but very hopeful. And I think any time we can talk about the fact that this is an unborn baby and it has a heartbeat, which humanizes it, because it is a human life, I think we're winning. And so I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because, as I've said 100 times to you before, this is the human rights challenge of our generation. And I'm hoping that someday soon, every child can be welcomed into life and protected in law.
Melissa, I thank you for all the work that you do on a daily basis all across the state and across the country for Nevada Right to Life. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep fighting the good fight, and anything we can do to help you here on Live and Local, you let us know, okay?
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, joining us. Stay with us. More to come. We're inching our way towards Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. Raw and unfiltered, his first guest. Oh, my God, I wish I had had him today. Donald J. Trump. Unbelievable, the 45th president of the United States. Be listening. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have, or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were, and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own, what we call, financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word Vegas to 600-700. Text Vegas to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On day one, noon to 3. I'm really excited. It's hard to believe that my broadcast day is almost over in like 35 minutes. And I'm going, I'm used to just getting ready to go to work. Oh, my gosh. Gentleman Jim Dallas is making the move with us noon to 3. And I'm so excited to have him doing this with us because this is not something I wanted to do alone. Trust me. It's so good to have him with us. And you've got a story of a guy. Every time I go through the Reno airport, I go nuts because I have to pass this glass case that's got Colin Kaepernick's UNR helmet and the jersey and football and all of that, and I just want to puke every time I do. And of course, now he's got this new Netflix biopic that is just out, and he's still making a fool of himself.
He really is. He's being mocked on the internet in many different platforms. But if you haven't heard about this, it's called Colin in Black and White, because he is, if you look at his racial background, he's half white, he's half black. He hates the white part, I think, but that's beside the point. But the former NFL quarterback and anthem protester, remember when he was wearing those pig socks when he was with the San Francisco 49ers, and that's what really got this whole thing started with him kneeling and everything. But what he's doing in this particular Netflix special is it's just so ridiculous. He is comparing the NFL Combine with racism, with the old days where these people were prodded, and he says that's what the combine is. Now, you know the combine, Kevin. That's where the football players, it's an audition.
Yeah.
They see how far you can jump. They
test your 40 speed, your 30 speed. And it lets all the coaches and all the talent coordinators come to the same place and have these guys work out once, not you know, 25, 26, 27 times.
Exactly. So he's complaining about that. He says, well, they're poked, they're prodded, they're examined for defects. And it reminds him of the mid-1800s slave auctions where landowners would examine their slaves for